This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey guys, this is Wes Wyatt, and you are listening to the Market You First podcast. Today, we're talking about something that might actually surprise you, and that is email marketing. Now, I know you might be thinking, isn't email dead, Wes? Well, let me share something with you that I think might change your mind. Did you know that for every dollar spent on email marketing, businesses average a $36 return on investment? That's right. Email marketing isn't just alive, it's thriving. And here's the best part. Unlike social media followers that can disappear if a platform changes its rules or they go away, your email list is something that you own, and unless somebody unsubscribes, you always have access to them. So do me a favor with these key takeaways. First, let's understand what an email funnel is. You want to think of it as a friendly conversation that guides people from not just getting to know you, but becoming loyal supporters. So here are three key steps to build your first funnel. Number one, start with a valuable free offer that solves a specific problem for your audience. This could be a quick guide, a checklist, or even a short video tutorial. The key is making it to where it's helpful and people are happy to share their email address to get it. Number two, create a welcome sequence that builds trust. Think of it as inviting someone into your home. You wouldn't immediately try to sell them on something, right? So instead, share your story, offer additional value, and help them get to know you better over 3 to 4 emails. And third, plan your ongoing communication strategy. Decide how often you're going to send emails and what you are going to provide as value. Remember, every email should either educate, entertain, or solve a problem for your readers. So here is a real life application. Let me share a simple kind of example. Say that you're great at organizing spaces. You could offer a free 15-minute kitchen organization checklist, and when someone downloads it, they're going to receive a welcome email with the checklist, followed by 3 emails over a week sharing quick organizational tips. Now, by the 4th email, they're looking forward to hearing from you because you've consistently provided value. So here is a call to action. Here's what I want you to do today. Take 15 minutes to brainstorm what valuable free resource you could create for your audience. What problem could you solve that could make someone think, yes, I need that? And then what I want you to do is do it. Now, if you found today's info helpful, please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. And if you're ready to take action, visit WesWyatt.com to join my newsletter, and you can access additional resources that are going to help support you on your journey. Now, if you have questions, click on the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com to access the chat feature. I don't monitor it live, but I will reply promptly. Lastly, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this podcast. I thank you for joining me today on this episode of Market You First. Until next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.